start of the second quarter here in Ellsworth, 9-5. Bearcats on top of the Cowgirls in this one. Winner to face the winner of Colby and Russell in the sub-state title game Saturday in Scott City. Goodland basketball here to start the second quarter in the road. Blacks with gold working from left to right. Goodland across the chest. Man-to-man defense from Ellsworth. And once again, the Cowgirls can't catch a pass through the hands of Lauren Linton. Seventh turnover for Goodland. Driving with the right hand. Stopping. Might probably a travel on Lindsley. No call. Over to Peshka, left side wing. Good close out there by Ali Cure. Peshka trying to work against Cure. Crosses over. Now a step back two on the way. It is good for Lainey Peshka. 8 points, as she did a good job dribbling and doing the crossover to kind of get Ali Cure unbalanced at that time. Basketball is up top. Swing it to the left now at the high post. Cure going to drive. Libby going to the bucket. Puts it up. Not even close. Rebound inside for Reagan Hansen. Down the far side, Kinley Place, and that ball batted out of bounds by Marie Martin into the student check section far side, which is dressed up in Christmas attire. That must have been the theme for this game. Christmas attire and onesies, or ugly Christmas sweaters, one of the two. A minute into the second quarter, it's 11-5 in favor of Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets their starting five back out on the floor. It's in its entirety. Swinging around on the left side here, Joe Lindsley. Back up to Keezer. And now Paxton, the point guard, sets up the offense, working against a 2-3 zone for the Cowgirls. Peshka, right side wing in the corner to Haxton. They're going to post up more. Moore going to turn around, dump it down inside. Puts up a tough shot. Able to finish is Josie Keezer with her first two. Just really good ball movement by Ellsworth in this one. Left side wing, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Cowgirls trailing here, largest deficit of the game of 8. Bounce pass to the high post. Linton with the ball, top of the key, 3-ball on the way for Hope. Bierman, the bank shot, and it swirled around the cylinder and fell through. A lot of real estate hit on the rim, but it works for Bierman. Cowgirls back within 5, 13-8 as they get their first 3-ball of the contest. In the corner, Peshka driving and a travel before. Fifth turnover of the game for the Bearcats as Libby Cure returns and Jaylee Quain does as well for Linton and Bierman. Also, McKenna Schick will check out of the game. No, sorry, Schick will come inbound the basketball, I beg your pardon. She was right in front of the Goodland bench, though. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, 13-8 Ellsworth lead. Into the paint, Libby Cure. This time got deep in the paint, tries to go up, blocked from behind by Haxton, kicks it back outside, and up top with the basketball. Another attempt offense here for the Cowgirls. Cure, bounce past the corner to Quain for a 3-ball up, bits off the side of the backboard. Offensive board there for Libby Cure, and she's fouled inside. It is on the floor, they're going to say, as Cure gets her fourth rebound of the contest. That foul on Reagan Hansen. Her first personal foul and the first foul of the second quarter against the hometown Bearcats of Ellsworth. Inbounding it from the baseline far side. They get it into Schick. She's open under the bucket, and she's able to finish. She just got right in front of Hansen and was able to muscle it up was the freshman McKenna Schick, who has 4 points here in this one. Cowgirls back within 3, 13-10, and back in their 1-3-1 zone. Marie Martin gets a deflection. Up ahead in the corner to Peshka. Peshka driving, baseline two. It's an air ball short, and the rebound caught for Libby Cure. Cure with the basketball. Now left side wing. Ali Cure shouting out the offense from up near the jump circle, what they want to run against this man-to-man defense at the high top of the key. High post now with Schick gets the ball poked out, got it back. Now skip pass across to Marie Martin. Up top to Ali Cure. Cowgirls can be patient on the offensive end. Libby Cure, backdoor pass to Marie Martin. Caught underneath the hoop. Kicks it back up top. Ali Cure, extra pass to Libby. A shot fake now back to Ali. Ali Cure to the top. Spins. Gets it poked away. Gal gets it back. And a ball kicked there by Haxton. Elise Haxton, she is a good point guard, and she does a really good job defensively as well. Jaclyn Gable comes in. So does Hope Bierman and Lauren Linton, replacing Schick, Ali Cure, and Martin. Bounced into the Hope Bierman, and now far side left wing. Up top to Jason Gable, let the ball go through her hands, got it back. Bounces it to Lauren Linton. Linton with the basketball, going to attack off the dribble, kick in the corner to Quain, back up top to Gable. Gable, a skip pass across, far side left wing now in the hands of Bierman. Pass high there for Libby Cure, too high to catch, intercepted, taken away by Alexis Moore, eighth Cowgirl turnover. Still, 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter. It's 13-10 in favor of Ellsworth as they work from right to left. Here's Peshka, a little bit of daylight from three, just a touch strong on that triple. And the rebound there caught by Lauren Linton. Here's GHS, a three ball to tie, two to make it a one-point game. Far side left wing, Bierman dribbles to the top of the key. Quain, elbow with Libby Cure. Swing it around on the right side. Bierman, Libby gets an elbow two on the way, won't stick. Rebound tipped up in the air, but it's grabbed by Alexis Moore. And now the ball is loose and it's out of bounds off the Cowgirls. Jaylee Quain, they say. So it'll stay with the Bearcats. Allie Cure into the game, taking the spot of Quain. And Marie Martin subbing into the game for Jaylee Gable. Here comes Ellsworth. Marie Martin's going to pick up Haxton right at midcourt with that 1-3-1 zone. Lindsley far side, gets it poked away, now gets it back over here near side to Haxton. And there's another pass deflected and off the hands of Libby Cure. Out of bounds near sideline. Haxton will inbound the ball for Ellsworth here. Haxton puts the ball up near midcourt with Moore. Now Hansen with the ball. Far right side wing, free throw line extended. A bounce pass into the paint, and there's Libby Cure intercepting. Not a good pass there from Reagan Hansen. Sixth Ellsworth turnover. Allie Cure to Libby Cure. Three ball on the way to tie. No rebound. There's Alexis Moore flying in and grabbing that board, her fourth. Libby now just 1 of 12 on the season from three. Cowgirl still down by three. 2:45 to go in this second quarter. Ellsworth's Lainey Peshka, the leading scorer, working from right to left. Throws the ball out of bounds. Miscommunication between her and Elise Haxton on a backdoor cut, and it sails into the Goodland bench. Seven turnovers for Ellsworth, eight for Goodland here in the first half. Goodland basketball as Peshka goes to the bench. She'll get a breather. In for her comes Kinley Place, the freshman. Bounce pass on the right side to Bierman. They go inside to Lauren Linton. Linton with a shot fake, driving, little baby hook shot. Can't get it to stick. Another rebound underneath for Alexis Moore. No points, but five boards for the six-foot junior. Into the corner, and a traveling violation against Josie Keezer. A shot fake, a ball fake, and then switch the pivot feet. Been stuck on 13-10 for a while. With 2:18 to go in this second quarter. Allie Cure brings it across the timeline from left to right, keeps the dribble alive, now lobs it up top to Marie Martin. Marie dribbles it down the perimeter, left side wing, picks it up, finds Hope Bierman at the top. Bierman gonna work it to the right side. Cowgirls working on a screen for an elevator. Here's an open three for Allie Cure from way deep, just a touch long, offensive board. Libby Cure goes right back up with it and puts it in. It's a 1-point game. 4 points and four boards for Libby Cure after the three ball miss from Allie Cure, and it's 13-12 Ellsworth and a 30-second timeout taken by the Wildcats as the Cowgirls have gone on a 7-0 run to put themselves back within one, 13-12.